Hey everybody, welcome to another Big Gay Sex Show.
Oh yeah, is that what this
yes,
this is? Is that what we're doing?
The daddy years.
The daddy years, it's more like the catty years, because yeah. I've had a day, folks.
I know.
So, trying to save animals is such a nightmare.
Save animals, fuck dirty whores.
You know,
literally.
All in the day of life of a daddy. Oh, daddy.
Yeah, well that's one thing that, you know, I try to remember that even though we talk about sex and sexy things and everything, that daily life is, yeah, she's like, bitch, you close the door, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
But our daily lives affect our sex and our sex drives and everything more so as we get older and have more stress.
Yes.
I've been dealing with that. Lately.
Life is stressful, folks.
Yes.
Remember, take time for yourself, love yourself, treat yourself.
Yes.
And masturbate yourself.
And the last 2 days that I have masturbated myself, it's taken me a little longer to get there because the stress level's been up. Mm. But I was like, fuck you, I'm gonna damn well come.
That's why, you know, every now and then you just need to huff some poppers and it'll make you better.
Yeah. Some of us believe in organic stuff, others believe in I'll get there. I can do it on my own.
He's like, it's not about the destination.
I don't need the synthetic
help. It's about the journey.
Well, and poppers just never been my thing. I don't know why, but it just doesn't work for me. Anyway, hey, this is the Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't, and I don't know why we keep going with that phrase. And here we are. But I am Matt.
Well, because there's some things that you don't want to know, but we're going to fucking tell you anyway.
But I'm not Matt.
No, for once. I'm Matt. Hi.
And I'm Ouija, the cure for your caliente culo.
Hey, your hot hole.
Caliente. What? On fire? From
caliente.
STDs?
Your culo is caliente.
Caliente.
Yeah. Hey, a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on Instagram and Blue Sky, and where you can find us at BGSS. And our Blue Sky, we just we reached over 1,000 followers, so thank you all for
nice.
For following us and looking at all the smut that we yeah, post.
If you find me on Instagram, just know I'd like to follow you back, but apparently I followed the maximum limit.
Oh, what a whore.
No, it's when you're watching reels, I'm like, this guy's funny, or this gal's funny.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And you follow them, and apparently I have reached the $7,500, you know, max. So
that's funny.
That's weird. Cause
especially
all of a sudden
for you.
Well, I mean, I watch these reels, and I enjoy them, and I try to be supportive, so I just hit, you know, follow. But
yeah,
I'm sure half of them have stopped. You know, now I got to go through, and it says, "Oh, you can't, you know, you can't follow anyone until you get rid of some of your other ones." And I'm like, "Damn
right.
it!"
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
that's crazy. Yeah, the one for me is that they keep wanting me to come back because I have gotten in a habit where I don't watch Insta unless somebody specifically sends me a link. And like, I know that you've sent me some stuff recently that I haven't gotten to yet. I feel bad about it, but on the other hand, I'm just not instinct because most of the people that I get follows from on there are spammers and chicks and fake accounts. And it's just like, fake account chicks, not like real chicks, because that'd be cool. You know, you can follow me on that. But
you're a chick. You can follow me.
But
you can pee next to me, chick.
Every time I do something creatively stupid. Like the song that I just wrote called Sheet Cake Savior. And Nefa is like, oh my God, you got to put it on Instagram. Put it on Instagram. And I'm like, or it needs to be TikTok, Instagram. And I'm like, I'm not even on
that.
I haven't been on TikTok.
Well,
in
your
years.
Next song, honestly, should be Paperclip Messiah.
That's interesting.
You
but
should see
I've
what
already
that
got
happens.
Sheet Cake Savior. And, you know, he's here to give us life eternal and save us from evil pies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Patreon offers a way to support creators like us and receive content and like photos, videos, audios, and all sorts of other little fun things here and there that we're finding to post. And as well as our Vintage Podcast Archive from 2007, almost 20 years ago.
That's disgusting.
Soon. Anyway, you can become a patron of the show for as little as a dollar a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS. And thank you so much for our followers over there. We truly appreciate you. And we're trying to come up with some fresh content other than just pool pictures.
So fucking
but
fresh.
But you know what? The pool pictures are nice.
Well,
so,
it's summertime. You're going to find me?
Summertime
you're going to find me in my pool.
Madness.
Or in my hammock.
Yes.
Or in a sling.
Or, well, yeah. But we don't often see the sling. Yes, pictures.
Sling blade.
Sling picture. Oh no, that was an awful movie.
That was a good movie.
Hey, we want to thank our newest patrons, Michael.
Enrique.
We thanked him, but I'd thank him again, twice.
He's so nice.
Over a couch.
You can thank him twice.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see, where are we at? We're over here. Anyway, and thanks to everybody that's been interacting with us on Patreon. We truly appreciate it. There's been a few of our regulars that, comment, subscribe, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry. Don't cry.
I'm yawning, folks. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Oh.
Yes. So let's amp up the energy and let's...
Let's talk about a review that our sweet friend Choda got from the Rainbow Reviews... with an extra S, rainbowreviewss.wordpress.com, and they reviewed The Sins of Father Locke, which was released last Halloween, I believe, and is dirty, 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 and they gave it a 5-star review.
And, out of 10?
Yeah, right. And
is it 5 out of 5?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Yeah. Oh, and I've read the story, of course, a long time ago, but I read... the review, and he does a great job of like talking about the review and making you want to read it without actually giving away the stuff in it.
Well, but the things seem a little extreme.
Oh, be careful when you say those things. Gay erotica, taboo erotica, priest,
grape.
Yeah, that.
The next one is the one I'm troubled about.
Necro something or other. And then, of course, faux incest and bareback sex and torture. There's a lot of stuff in that one. That's a Halloween one.
Why is
one.
There the necro?
It's not real. If I'm remembering the story right, it's not real. I don't want to give anything
necro.
Away. Yeah. But
that's the actual name of my punk band, Faux Necro.
Faux Necro.
We just play dead.
That's cheesy as fuck. Wham, but wham, that wham. Was the first genuine laugh I've had in a while, so congrats. Hey, guess what? We do have some listener feedback.
Oh,
did,
yeah?
Did you want to hear it, or did you want to read it?
My dudes,
what's up?
I am an old school listener, and I'm so glad I found you all again. Back in the day, I used to beat my meat to your show. All the time, and nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. Hearing about Ouija's adventures gets me so horned up, and when I became a full-on daddy, I now know I can still have a good time, good sex, a good sex life. There we go. Could you tell us what is the kinkiest thing you have done sexually in the last year? Mine is that I fucked my cousin at our family reunion.
Uh-oh.
He used to tease me for being gay when we were kids. But he took my cock like a good bottom fag.
Wow.
I love you dudes.
Aw. I guess that's from Stan. There was
Stan
no name.
The man.
So
that's nice.
I'm sure he'll know who he is. But,
and
yeah.
Folks, remember this too. Your cousins need love too. That'll be Matthew's next song.
Your cousin Ted needs my love.
That's, cousins need love too.
Yeah.
So that would actually, you're going to make me that song now. Cousins need love.
Cousins need love. Cousins should do it. Brothers should do it.
Even a suspecting fleas should do it.
Those old movies. That's cheesy. Even inbred fleas should do it. That's right.
Yeah. Even inbred fleas.
So what's the kinkiest thing you've ever done in the last year, I guess?
So the kinkiest thing last year is a 7-man orgy. That was a couple weekends ago. Mm. Let's see. I banged 3, and I don't know how in the fuck it happened, but I got banged by 3 myself. And actually, no. So it would have been banged 4 and got banged by 3. So yeah, it was very, very weird.
So was it?
Was not expected.
Okay.
I was there to fuck, and
I'm trying to do the math.
That would be 7. 7 dudes I fiddled
with. Was it a 7-man orgy and you were the 7th man, or was it 7 other guys and you?
So there, I mean, actually it was a garage full of dudes. But there was 4 that I banged.
Okay.
And thought I was pretty much done when this really incredibly, unbelievably handsome, thick...
Jason Statham?
No, he's more like oh, God. Like a Mario brother.
Mm.
He's like a little muscular, hairy Mario.
Jordan Brandt?
Very, very similar. Yeah. Except with a big, bushy, like, even more porn stash. Porn mustache.
That's
and
hot.
Even a bit more thicker, like a very square jaw.
Yeah.
Very, very square jaw. Jordan Brandt does have a very square jaw, but this is even thicker. It's like he had a square head.
There's something about that guy that just... Mm. Fucking turns me on.
Well, if he's going to come at you and ask you to bend over, you're like,
Well, you'd be the for me, it'd be the
Jordan would be like, shut up, just take it.
You know, for him, I don't know. And that's the thing, is that there's very few guys that I'm just like, every time I look at him, I'm just like, oh, fuck. Except when he shaved all his hair off and his facial hair too. I mean, I'm not saying that he was like fugly, and you know, but it was just
still
like
a good-looking guy. But it goes from a hot, sexy man dad to like you know, like your insurance sale.
Surfer bro or something. Yeah, just like,
he's like, gonna sell you a house. I'm gonna sell you a house.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
He turns into like a prim and proper realtor.
It's like. But, see that at that point, it's like just leave your clothes on and take your dick out. But when he's all furry, I'm just like, get naked, dude.
Get naked.
Yeah. For me, the kinkiest thing I did is not really that kinky. I got a dildo off of a vibrating dildo off of
Timu?
Yes.
Oh God.
Okay. Literally, I got it off of Timu, and in the picture, it looked like one of those dildos where you're like, shit, that's like a $120 super hyper realistic like dildo, and I'm curious why you can sell it for $15. And I will say that it wasn't like a total piece of shit or anything like that. It wasn't like, you know, where you get it and it's like the penis on the end of a straw or something, you know, like that type of thing. It's like, no wonder it was $15 and it's overpriced. Mm. It was fine. It was just a very, you know, kind of unshapen, and it worked well with its vibrations and this and that and everything. But what I thought was I wanted to try was I tend to have better orgasms when I am sucking dick. And so I thought, I wonder if this could, like, you know, I could kind of role play with this. No, I just felt silly. Mm. I just felt really silly sucking a dildo and trying to jerk off and being like, oh yeah, your dick's so hot. Oh. And I'm like, no, it tastes weird too. So
yeah,
I don't know. I may have some kind of poisoning now. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, these things happen.
You know, something may spread. But anyway, that's the kinkiest and most boring, probably, sexual thing I've done this year. Hey, we got another one, and this one says, oh, hey, I never do this. Yeah, well, you did now. You popped your cherry. But I recently discovered...
dying alone. Oh
my God! No, what?
No. Oh, sorry. There's a TikTok that's the. I recently discovered Dying Alone.
Wow.
Anyways, sorry about that. What did you recently discover?
Okay, this podcast, which may be similar to Dying Alone. I don't know. It depends on if you made it this far or not. But anyway, love it. I do residual cleaning for individuals through the week. I think that's probably residential.
Or residual.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
I mean, a dirty bottom needs residual cleaning because he's got residue.
Yeah, true.
But we will go with residential.
Okay. Throughout the week, so I'm always looking for podcasts to listen to. Usually, I get through 3 or 4 episodes, and I'm like, meh. This one, though, LOL, I've listened to like 20 in a matter of 2 days. Wow. The intro kills. I sometimes wonder if my clients can hear it through my AirPods and wonder if they think I'm listening to porn. Sit all the way down on it. Yeah, sounds like porn, huh? Which I find hysterical. Have a great week, Troy. Well, thank you, Troy. I hope that they aren't hearing it, but I hope it gives you a little thrill.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd really like to do is there's one piece I'd like to add to that intro.
Oh.
And I ran into him the other day. There was this guy.
You ran into him?
Yeah, that I knew a long time ago in my 20s.
Okay.
And he was the gag on it guy.
Oh, that fucker.
Yes.
You ran into him? Well, okay, how's he holding up?
He looked at me across the room, and he's like, ah. I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to come up here. And he came up to me. He's like, how are you?
Oh, dear.
And he's got this very, very distinctive voice. He's very like, how are you?
Yeah, it's kind of like a hippie that had too much hemp.
Yeah, it's kind of like a gay hippie, though. It's like
a lisp? How are you?
It is. There's a little lisp in it. But, yeah, no, he was the guy that, you know, liked guys to suck on his dick, but then he'd, like, forces their head down on it, and he's like,
and it was a really big dick.
Gag
too.
On it.
Yeah.
Gag on it. So,
and that's how we came up with the phrase "gag on it."
Yep, that's where it came from. And that's our gagger, man.
We have another one: lick the tip.
Lick the tip.
Lick it. Lick the tip.
Lick the tip,
dude.
Don't lick the shaft.
It's in a video, okay? Nobody's licking your tip.
Lick the tip.
I would have licked the tip.
Everyone would lick that tip.
Well, thank you, Troy. Hopefully, we can crank out a couple more newer ones.
Oh, we'll crank it, baby.
Don't forget, you know, there's the archive if you need it.
Yeah, you can always go to Blue Sky, and I'll crank it with you.
Oh, no. Holla. Don't make promises your ass can't keep.
This hummingbird mouth can match this alligator ass.
What?
You never heard of that?
No.
Don't worry. What is it? You got a hummingbird mouth and an alligator ass. Means you can't back up your shit. Means you can't move as fast as your mouth can.
Oh, okay. We'll go with that. I don't know.
It's fun. Go with it. Mm. Gag on it. Gag on it.
Again, Bullwinkle? Okay.
A new type of injectable PrEP
is
offering individuals protection from HIV.
This is the news, by the way.
With shots every 6 months
and
a flexible dosing window of 2 weeks before or after the 6 month scheduled injection date.
It's called lenacapavir or Yeztugo.
Yes, to go.
Anyway, this is actually kind of revolutionary. I mean, this is like literally injectable PrEP. You take it, you feel kind of funky for a few days, and then for 6 months, you're protected from HIV. Uh-huh. And it's got a less infection rate than the pill. And the pill has like a 0.001% chance. So this is like fucking awesome, and the sooner that this is everywhere, the better. But like, you know that certain governments have canceled like sending PrEP and stuff like that to Africa, where the higher rates of HIV are. So something like this can, like, you know, help people that can't get into town, you know, and get their prescriptions every month and shit like that. So this is like really, really fucking new revolutionary stuff.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty fucking amazing ass dude. Hey, so the topic of the show is...
Topic.
Masturbation. And it is a way to explore and see what turns us on and our erogenous zones, etc. Basically, this was stemmed because I ran into another person who was all like, oh, my partner doesn't like me to masturbate because they feel that it's cheating on me, or that it's cheating on them. And I'm just like, no. Mm. No. But anyway, so what have you learned about yourself from masturbation?
What have I learned about myself through masturbation?
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that nobody does it better.
That's for damn sure.
And let's see. It gives me an escapism that no one else can match.
Now, do you focus solely on the porn and let it create the fantasy, or do you have a fantasy in your head at the same time?
So honestly, if I'm watching porn, what has happened, and you will find this out as you grow old, children's. So what happens is now I've been on this earth long enough to where I have had so many different kinds and so varied sexual experiences.
Mm.
And so I ran into one of those things again where it said the average male will have 8 sex partners in their life. And at that last orgy I was like, Jesus Christ.
My life.
I know. I was like, damn, there's my... I had just had my 8 in this weekend. Like, damn.
Well.
But what it's taught me is it's taught me patience. Mm-hmm. It's taught me how to slow down and enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's taught me that no matter who I have sex with, I'm still the best.
I don't know.
Yes. Now, can I make love to myself? Yeah, but yeah. It's nice to make love with somebody else.
Well, for some of us. I actually kind of prefer masturbation myself.
He is a solo sexual.
Because my partners, fuck buddies, whatever, have not always been the best, choices that I've made. I'm a country song, but a country gross. Song.
He is a country
song. Yeah, but I've learned like my erogenous zones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've learned what turns me on and what I absolutely don't like by just experimenting with myself and being able to do that. What are some of the craziest ways that you've masturbated? And some of the stupidest places you've masturbated with.
Well, I have. So there's a friend of mine in Canada who gets off on me fucking balloons. So I will occasionally blow up balloons and masturbate by forcing my dick against them until they pop. And then get a new balloon and start the whole process over.
See, for me, that's horrifying. I have a fear of popping balloons.
Well, the funny thing about that is the guy who has the fetish, that is his fear too.
Huh.
So it keeps him riding on the edge, waiting for the pop.
Literally.
And so once it pops, I've been with him.
He can't stop.
You know, I fucked a balloon while he watched me, and he jacked, you know, his dick.
Uh-huh.
So his thing was is that, we'd make out a little bit, but then he'd go to the corner.
Hmm.
He'd sit on that weird chair that's always in every hotel room.
One with the bottom cut out?
Exactly, with the rim chair. But he would sit there and jack off while he watched me fuck balloons. And eventually, when they would pop, he would squirt.
That's...
And that's
I ain't knocking it, but it's just like, wow. And for me, it's the opposite. Like, I would be like fucking cringing. I couldn't get it up probably because of my fear of balloons.
Well, works. So yeah. The last time I was with him, I'd I come on the balloon. So he came and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he was wiping up and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so I went ahead and just, you know, jacked off onto the balloon mm-hmm. and then popped it.
Mm-hmm. And he came again?
No, the squirt I did went everywhere.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
It's not my hotel room. So.
Yeah. Now, does he ever interact with balloons? Or is it just he likes to watch others do?
He has this weird thing. So his fetish is he has some kind of, I'm sure there's a name for it, but his sexual turn-on mm-hmm. is the strength of the lungs to blow up the balloon.
Huh.
So wow. He has this thing about, like, masculine strength and blowing a balloon up. Wow. So his biggest turn-on is to blow the balloon up without, like, stopping mm-hmm. and, like, you know, doing that. So just like a constant stream.
Huh.
Until you blow that sucker all the way up.
That he just popped.
So yeah. So I mean, so once you blow that all the way up in one continuous stream, I mean, if you have to pause and like take another breath, he's not going to like lose it. But his thing is just, that's his turn on. Is
wow.
The masculine strength of the lungs to fill up that, you know, air, that balloon with air. And then for me to, like, you know, rub it on my cock until I pop it. You know, he's like, oof, that's, you know, it scares him. But it titillizes him so much that he squirts his squirties.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's very odd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a crazy, I think that's the craziest way I've masturbated. Uh-huh. I mean, growing up, I did have this weird thing. So when I was first learning to masturbate, mm-hmm. I didn't actually use my hand. I would like go down
toilet
on the ground
paper roll.
And I would hump the floor. It was weird. And so, I mean, I was like 12, 13, you know, 14. Mm-hmm. And then I learned, oh, I can do this with my hand.
Yeah.
And the thing was, is I guilted myself up because at that point I had learned enough about masturbation and everybody else's masturbation to be like, I shouldn't be humping the floor. I should actually be, you know, fucking using my hand. And so I went through this like whole period where I was like, okay, I am going to, you know, change my ways. And so that's when I started, like, you know, because a friend of mine who I kind of goofed around with in high school, well, yeah, there was a fair. It was a summer fair, and we got these water willies, which is like water balloons that have, like, it's hard to explain, but there's a hole in them.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean, they go through, like, yeah. you could slide them over things.
Over your fingers, yeah. And, like, in our case, you know, we used our man fingers.
Yeah.
Man fingers. And so, anyway, so that's kind of, like, where it was my, like, introduction, because Mikey was, like, doing it with his, and I was like, you know, I really should be, like, you know, if I'm going to get off, I can't be humping the bed, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm watching him, like, jack off with this thing, and I'm like, okay, I need to do it, too. So that was really kind of my introduction to, like, you know, full-on, you know, masturbation was kind of like, I guess, the pocket pussy, you know, with water in.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, so I was doing that, and that kind of broke me out of the habit. So I didn't no longer had to, like, you know, find a perfect spot on the floor and, like, you know, jack off, you know, hump it.
You didn't have to take the couch.
And I remember, like, walking in on Mikey's little brother. His little brother was, like, learning how to do it, too. But his little brother was, like, fucking a pillow. I'm like, ah, I should have been doing that.
Yeah.
And poor Nicholas was, like, absolutely freaked out. He's like, ah. And I'm like, oh, never mind what I said. You do you, boo. I got to go.
Yeah. I see on Pornhub and stuff like that, there's tons of videos of guys fucking pillows. Sometimes they're kind of hot.
Oh, yeah. No, you have a beautiful posterior.
Oh, yeah.
You look
magnificent
fucking anything.
Yep, that's true.
A butt, a pillow,
yeah,
a couch.
Yeah, I am. JD. My first time was with a toilet paper roll with some like ointment in it. And the stupid ass thing is I didn't even know what the fuck I was really doing. I just know that it felt good. But soon, you start getting asked questions like, what happened to the insides of all the toilet paper rolls? Then you're just like, I don't know. And then somehow I guess I figured out that I could use my hand. But, yeah. So that was crazy. I've had some experiences. Like once I covered I jerked off with butter or margarine. I think it was margarine.
Margarine.
And
Margarine Taylor Greene.
Oh fuck! Don't be disgusting.
That'll ruin a bone.
That'll make it crawl back inside and not come out, even at Beetlejuice. Yeah, butter. And let me tell you, margarine. And let me tell you, that was a fucking bitch to clean up. Mm. Oh my gosh, was that awful. I used to use the shower heads with the good jets, and I had one that I could lay down in the bathtub and it would like just have a steady stream that came down, and it would hit right under my balls at my G-spot, and oh my god, that was some of the best fucking orgasms. And there was this one vibrator that had four prongs. Did you ever see these? They were massagers, but they had like four prongs, and it fit perfectly, like with one under my nuts, and then on both sides, and then like one like against my dick. This was the fucking heaven of massagers.
Can you go on?
They don't make them anymore. They don't make them anymore. They have not. You can't even find like pictures of them online. So sucks. Anyway, stupid places. So one of the stupidest places that I ever did was when I was in the truck waiting for somebody that was in the grocery store. And just would reach in my pants and like jerk it, and I was just like, later on, I was like, you're in a parking lot at a grocery store. There's people all over. Anybody could have seen you, you dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's when you're young and dumb and, yeah.
Full of cum.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdest place? God, I can't remember.
Weirdest or stupidest?
I'll
tell you one of the stupidest, but, you know, thank goodness you're divorced.
What?
No idea?
No, I don't understand what you just said.
That's okay.
Oh.
You'll get it later.
Oh.
Listeners understand. I always don't get it later. Listeners?
Yeah. stupidest, I mean, you know, anytime that you're doing it in like a kind of an illegal kind of scenario, it's kind of the stupid thing to do. I mean, I've jacked off in parks, you know?
Yeah.
I have, done it at work bathrooms, you know?
Mm.
Not the bathrooms are ever really my thing, because usually I have the stinkiest coworkers, and yeah, I mean, the smells of a bathroom do nothing to turn me on.
No.
So.
That's a big turnoff for me.
Yeah, but sometimes if you hit the right bathroom, and it's a very nice, clean, well-maintained bathroom, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But 95% of the bathrooms I know of are disgusting. Just absolutely horrifying and disgusting.
That's true. So.
Oh, Matthew's bringing up all his AI stuff.
No, it's not. So this is a thing that is called sensational.
Excuse me.
The new sleeve textures. So this is a cock block. I guess that's the cock surfer block. Sleeve. They're masturbation sleeves.
Huh.
And I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to be. Something weird. Anyway, there's two different textures. And so they're basically sleeves. Surfer and orbital. So they have different textures inside, and it's shaped like a cock, and you basically, you know, you fuck it.
Is that what you do? You just sit there and stare at it like they're doing?
Well, apparently, I mean, they're like, is it my martini glass is full. It doesn't hold very much. I'm supposed to fuck it. Anyway. But yeah, so I'm just going to say it's at cockblocktoys.com, and you can sign up and get 10% off your first order just by going to the site, not that we have code or anything. They're about $60 a piece, I think.
All right, well.
Yeah, about $60, which I think is, for a masturbation sleeve, it better suck your dick.
It better be 60 cool.
Fucking bucks.
Yeah.
And it better, yeah. So, hey, does fraud ever turn you on?
You know, Sometimes it does. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the energy of the person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I remember there's times that, I mean, hell, I've humped a guy's dick with my dick. You know what I mean? Against
what?
You know.
No way.
So, yes, yeah, so, I mean, I don't, is that the kind of fraud you mean? Because, I mean...
the thigh fucking, rubbing against each other, getting off on while you're wearing clothes still, and just humping against each other, you know, any of that stuff.
Yeah, no, I have, now I've come several times with rubbing our swords together, and it's
sword
created
fighting.
Enough friction to start a fire. So, there's been several times that I've done it that way, and I have still have a bit of a reputation as a, oh my God, you know what he did to me? He fucked my dick against his dick, and he actually squirted all over my dick. And then I came because it was so hot. And, so I still get a couple of those every now and then.
Yeah, and that's people usually when I you know, put my glass down and look at them and say, you know, I really didn't need to know that. Or no, actually, I should look at him and say, yeah, I already know that. I saw the video. It was tragic.
Tragic.
That was a horrible angle.
Tragic on your bitch.
Anyway, hey, we don't have any advice this time, any advice questions, but we do, I wanted to throw out a couple recommendations.
Yeah, these are two recs that we've had before, but they are still out there and they're still hot as fuck.
And they are on Blue Sky. Furry Critter. Now has an OnlyFans.
Furry Critter 572.
Yes. And he is on Blue Sky, which I am going to bring up
dick.
If it will... Oh, God, I know. He's so fucking hot.
A hot, real guy.
Look at that. That expression right there just makes me want to bone him. Anyway.
His penis.
You can find him on...
My
of course,
penis.
You can look at Furry Critter 572, or you can check out at Wade Branson XXX.
Wade Branson.
On Blue Sky. And not only can you see all sorts of beautiful naked pictures of him and everything, but he also does have, like I said, an OnlyFans now.
Yeah, he if you want to... he's like everybody's like hot uncle. He's like everybody's like hot neighbor. He's like an everyman hotness. He's not like you're a standard porn star. He's got the kind of guy. He's the kind of guy that you could imagine marrying or going on vacation with. You know
or
what I mean?
Just going how they call, next how they door say, like, and begging to suck his cock.
Yeah, he could be your hot really next door hot neighbor too.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you envision this man, yeah, you can either see him as like vacation dick or husband dick.
Yep.
And either way, he looks like he could make a satisfying time.
Yes. And so, yeah, definitely go check him out and check out his OnlyFans. I think it's an OnlyFans. There's
if he ever needs
so
to collab, let me know.
Oh, I would pay a whole $10 a month for that.
Let's collab, Furry Critter. Let's collab.
All right. And then...
I have collabed.
The other one, I found him on Blue Sky recently.
He's, we all know who this is, but yes, he's now on Blue Sky now, huh?
He's on Blue Sky, and he's more active on Blue Sky, so I've been seeing him more, and I'm really glad of that, because look at that fucking stash.
Aw, yeah, actually, he looks... that's him right there.
Yeah?
Aw, he's doing a little foot thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's so funny, that the foot stuff. I mean... I do have a secret, like, no, you leave that back up.
Okay, I wanted to check something.
No.
Calm down.
Help.
It's all
help.
Good. Hello from New Zealand. Just wanted to make sure that
I
wasn't.
A cute little piggies.
Yeah.
Little piggies.
Anyway, this is a foot picture that Ouija is looking at here.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I'm still one of those, I'm a closet foot fetishist.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm kind of creeped out by it. Only because, like... You know, some men I know do not keep their, you know, socks and feet and shoes clean, so there's like a fear of a smell factor. But I do love a nice pair of feet.
That's true.
Or even a nice foot. So if you only got one foot, I would still appreciate it. But yeah. Anyways, but he's good looking. The Proud Vader is so goddamn cute.
Yep.
And he's adorable. And if you could actually like watch him masturbate, I mean, this is literally what he does for a living. This is, I couldn't, I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of jobs. And do we still know if he's gay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he's gay.
Well, I don't know if he might be bi.
The few times he's been with another person, it's been a man, but yeah. They just masturbate
right
next to each other. So it's not really his thing. Most of his stuff is pure solo, solo masturbation. But I think he might be gay. I don't know. I always get confused. But there's no women anywhere nearby. So I mean, if women are not your thing, which God, this is called the big gay sex show. So, if seeing a man with a woman it got you scared from like seeing him, no, he doesn't have any women's content on it. But he does masturbate with a guy, an older guy, a good-looking guy. I've seen him do that, but I don't recall that they ever touched. So, I don't know.
The expressions on his face as he's getting jacked by a machine are just priceless. And drinking a beer, getting jacked off by a machine. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fun. He's everybody's, like, favorite cousin. You know what I mean?
So. That's a cousin I would break some rules for. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, you can find him on Blue Sky at Proud Bader, and of course he's got a Just for Fans, and he's just so fun.
And he's just had a Just for Fans or OnlyFans.
You know what? All I'm seeing is a Just for Fans.
Yeah, but some people went Just for Fans, and some people.
Yeah, it looks like because okay. I think Just for Fans allows you to do more. More content, more diverse content, because OnlyFans is kind of, for now, this is just from what I've heard from a few creators, so I haven't experienced it, but, like, kind of shuts you down if you don't follow certain really tight guidelines, and, you know, that's great. If you're somebody that, like, all you do is, like, do a collab with another person and you just fuck. Mm-hmm. You don't do any role play. You don't do any special teasing or anything. You know, maybe some foot fetish stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have gotten off on videos of hot guys being tied down and tickle tortured to their feet.
Huh?
Before, once or twice.
I haven't asked.
It's
to do
not
that.
Something I'm like totally into, but that would be cool. Why don't you do it? You don't want to do it?
I don't know. Just the idea of being forcibly tortured with tickling.
I wouldn't want to do it, but I would watch it. Anyway, yeah. All right, hey, so let's go ahead and wrap up if you are
I don't
done.
Like to wrap it up, but I'm more of a raw as law kind of guy. But,
no. We're
not. So beat your meat to Desert Heat.
Yeah.
Check out the latest issue of Desert Heat magazine by downloading your free copy at desertheatmag.com.
Yeah, and don't forget to go over to check out Bader Bomb, which is empowering men with self-care one penis at a time at baderbomb.com.
And tell Alex we sent you.
And we use them.
I love him. I love their product. Him and his partner have an amazing product. And if you want to buy gay... And you should. Definitely go to BaderBomb.com. Right.
Get your Bader Bomb and then watch Proud Bader and Furry Critter.
Make it a whole night about you.
Emphasis on the whole. Check out the hottest sex on Blue Sky, Ryan Landers XXX, and Randy Morgan X. And don't forget to follow us on there at BGSS.
Yes.
Because I've been forwarding, reposting a lot of really fun content. Don't forget to check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and all major book digital distributors globally. And Christopher actually told me that during the last Smashwords sale, he put his book for free and it got zapped up a shit ton of it. And it's one of our perks for a $5 level.
All right.
Patreon is you get some books from both of these guys. Anyway.
All right, Chota and Chris.
Yeah, and don't forget to follow Daddy Clayton over at ClaytonXXX at bluesky.social.
Mm.
Well, I think I think we're good for now. What do you think?
I think we're great.
Yeah.
He'll be hearing from us again here very shortly.
Yes. And we will love y'all.
Mwah.
Take care.
Be good.
Take your prep.
And be well.
And we'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.